for farmers who contract with large meat processors like Tyson, the closures are drastically disrupting the food supply chain. Mark York is a first-generation pig farmer located just north of Wabash. All of the pork produced on his farm goes to Tyson for processing. But now there's been a ripple in the food supply chain, and York is left wondering what to do with his three barns full of pigs.
You can dump milk, and it wouldn't be a huge thing other than financially for the dairy farmer, but what we have to do would be far greater than that, and we want to try to avoid that.
The pigs on his farm are currently between 8 and 12 weeks old. Once they reach 20 weeks, they're ready for processing. York says they can only keep the pigs for so long before they become too large for processing and begin posing health risks. The farming industry has taken a hit before, but York fears this pandemic will cause long-term issues. Farms will be seen as a high-risk investment in the eyes of the bank, making it harder for farmers to get loans and raising interest rates.
We had no idea that this was even possibly on a radar, a pandemic having an effect on our industry like it clearly has. So it's a wake-up call.
York says processing plants are a critical step to getting his pigs ready for the consumer. With meatpacking plants temporarily closed, it puts a hold on his business.
You know, the food banks and the food pantries, which we contribute to, love the product that we get, but in the form that it is in our barns, we have to have processing. It's just not in the form for us to be able to get it to a food pantry as a live animals.
Jeanette Merritt is with the Indiana Pork Producers Association. She says it's hard to predict if this will cause pork shortages, but the demand for meat is up, and now there's a kink in the food supply process.
You can't just stop raising pigs and stop asking them to grow. Pigs gain weight every day.
That means farmers will either need to find other ways to sell their livestock or allow the pigs to stay on the farm longer and take up more space and feed. Merritt says officials need to find a way to help farmers while still considering the health and safety of workers at a meatpacking plant where there's a COVID-19 outbreak.
Farmers need a market to be able to sell their pigs. So we hope that when workers are healthy and the plants can be open, we start to see pigs moving again.
But while most farmers are struggling, one small farm in Goshen is still able to provide meat to families.
Small farms are the backbone of feeding our country in a time of crisis.
That's Katrina Schrock. She started Vintage Meadows with her husband roughly 6 years ago. It's a farm-to-table operation, meaning there's no middleman like Tyson.
We're like the old-fashioned mom-and-pop farm from like back in the 40s and 50s, which actually is where our name comes from, Vintage Meadows.
That system has been a lifesaver for Schrock's meat farm during this crisis because they can continue to sell food to customers since they don't rely on a meatpacking plant. They've seen a 50% increase in business since the pandemic began.
And the exciting part of this, not that there's very many exciting parts of this whole COVID crisis, but it's been people realizing where their food comes from and having a greater interest in supporting their local farms, especially when there's a breakdown in the food supply chain.
Schrock says because all the steps are done on her farm, it minimizes the amount of people touching the meat before it reaches the customer, something that's proving to be beneficial during a pandemic. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Anna Caroline Caruso.